I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoin.com. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Alexi podcast, and I'm excited for this episode. I have a good feeling about it because it's something I'm in the mood to talk about. If you listen to this show regularly, it's a diary style podcast. It's a lot of this is what I've been doing and this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm about to do and this is how I'm feeling. It's a lot of discussion about current events, current state of the union on my personal life and how I'm feeling. I feel fine. I feel good, but I just don't feel like talking about my feelings. What I would prefer to discuss is things I like to pay for. My 2024 physical planner arrived in the mail last Saturday, and I was more excited about filling out that budget sheet included than I was about going out. And one of the sections of the budget sheet was subscriptions. And I'd actually never sat down to look at each and everything I subscribe to on a monthly basis. And there's a lot. And you know what? A lot of them I loved. Some of them were necessary, and some of them I oh so gladly pay for. And it had me thinking about things I like to pay for. When I think of having to spend money, I think of having to spend money, not getting to spend money. Looking at my subscriptions had me thinking about getting to spend money. What a treat it is to get to pay for these things. The value and the price match up, and that's what I found in a lot of the things that I like to pay for. And I wanted to recommend all the things that I like to pay for. Obviously, there are things that I spend money on that I have a very neutral experience for. Gas for my car. It's necessary. It makes sense. I have to do it. I know if I'm going to own a car, I'm going to have to fill it up with gas. The internet every month. It's not a super high bill. It's reasonable. It doesn't bother me. I don't look forward to paying for the internet every month, but I'm not bothered by it. Then there are definitely negative experiences that I have. Undeniably, a parking ticket. Why? Because it's unfortunate. It's an unforeseen bill. When something happens to your car, a random medical bill, it's annoying because it's unfortunate. Then I have a negative experience with hidden fees. Those are the most annoying thing to pay for when you're buying a concert ticket and it's supposed to be $40. And then all of a sudden there's a random $12 fee and a $4 fee. Same thing when I'm ordering food for delivery. I think I'm spending a certain amount. And I know I have to tip. And then I see all the little fees. And it's annoying. I don't like to pay for it. It's annoying. I don't like paying for health insurance. Why? Because it doesn't make sense to me. Health insurance to me is a scam. I am self-employed. I do not receive it. If I do not pay for it myself, it's not in my salary. It's not in my monthly income. So I have to pay for it myself. And when I was looking at all the plans, they all seem like scams to me. I actually despise having to pay for my health insurance every month because it does not make sense. I do not think the juice is worth the squeeze. The amount that I pay for it does not add up to me as something that is worth it. But I do it. And then the last thing that I thought of for negative experiences, things that I don't like to pay for, this one's tricky because it's for something I love to do. I love to travel. But it is so incredibly stressful buying a plane ticket. I hate buying flights. You know why? Because I always feel like I'm about to fuck something up. I'm about to accidentally get the wrong date, or I pay for the insurance and I don't need it, or I don't pay for the insurance and then I thought I did and I need it. Talk about hidden fees. You know, you have your flight and then all of a sudden you're paying $66 for your seat, another $75 for flight insurance. Your $400 flight is almost $700 now, and it's all because of hidden fees. But I also just generally don't like buying plane tickets because I find the process stressful. I do not think we've nailed it. Buying a bus ticket, so easy. Buying a train ticket, so easy. I don't know why, because there's other high ticket items that are far less stressful than buying plane tickets. I don't think we've made the return policy easy enough. I think it should be a little bit more flexible, but there has to be some complicated aspects of this that I don't understand yet. But I do believe in my heart of hearts that we have not nailed the plane ticket purchasing experience. I don't like to pay for them. Things I do like to pay for, I made a list of 8 of them. If more than 8 come to my mind as I'm speaking, I will gladly bring them up. Everything from very, very, very specific items that I enjoy paying for to more general concepts, topics, categories. Starting number 1, this is the one that caused the inspiration. It was the catalyst for this episode. The one and only AMC Stubbs A-List. If you live near an AMC in Los Angeles, it's $25 a month. You can see up to 3 movies a week, 12 movies a month for $25. The experience of getting to go to the movies is so much fun. The novelty never seems to wear off. 2, it's the perfect little weeknight treat. If you and a friend want to do something low lift, you're not in the mood to get a drink, you have groceries at home, so you don't want to cook dinner.
I meant you do want to cook dinner. You don't want to go out to dinner, obviously.
Go see an 8 p.m. movie on a Tuesday. It's the best. Not the most recent Christmas, but the Christmas before. I think I saw 3 movies in 1 week, and my friend told me that she's a Stubbs member. I didn't even know it was really a thing. You know when you've heard of something, but you never looked into it? That's sort of how it felt. I was like, oh yeah, there's that program. I don't know anything about it. But then I figured it might be worth it. I do enjoy going to the movies. In the last 30 days, I've seen Wolfman, Nosferatu, and Baby Girl. Movies like Conclave, I probably would not have gone out of my way to see. But because I'm a Stubbs member, I figured, okay, random Tuesday, let's go. Let's see Conclave. And I loved it. Same thing. I would not have guessed I should see The Wild Robot, let alone it would be one of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire life. I got to see it because of AMC Stubbs. I wouldn't have been motivated to go see it otherwise. I probably wouldn't have seen Nosferatu. Actually, maybe I would have, but I wouldn't have seen Wolfman or We Live in Time, My Old Ass. I mean, I don't want to claim that I wouldn't have seen those movies, but I just wouldn't have seen it as easily. And to me, it is so worth the money. It's something I gladly pay for. It's something I like to pay for. The next one, number 2 on the list, is so specific. And if you're a fan, you will know. If you're a fan of me, you'll know that I'm a fan of this. The brand is called Heart and Soil, and the product is called Lifeblood. It is the most intense, legit iron supplement on the market. Back in the day, I would get my blood tested and it always told me I was low in iron. And I would take an iron supplement and I would get my blood tested and I was low in iron. So I'd eat some more steak and I'd take my supplement and I would get blood tested and I was low in iron. Then a doctor told me about Heart and Soil's Lifeblood. It's not inexpensive. It's not. It's a little less than $60 for a bottle. But I subscribe, and so it's $52 every 90 days, which comes out to, what is 52 divided by 3? So it's a little over $17 a month. This iron supplement has red blood cells, white blood cells, liver, and spleen. And I kid you not, the energy that it gives me is what you wish coffee did to you. It's what you wish. It makes me feel what a healthy, happy, energized human should. I cannot recommend it enough. I have told my management team so many times, I'm like, if we can work together, let me at least give me an affiliate code or something. I love them so much. And because it works so well for me, which by the way, no longer low in iron, it is worth it. It is so worth $17 a month to feel like this. I love it. I love it. I so gladly pay for it. Number 3. This feels off-brand because I generally love coffee. Coffee in Los Angeles is so expensive. Same with matcha. Like, matcha is easily going to cost you anywhere between $8 and $11. And sometimes I'm not in the mood to spend that, even though I love coffee and I love matcha. And I love an iced tea and I like to work at a coffee shop. That's something I feel pretty neutral, actually, about paying for it. Like, I'm not upset about it, but I'm not looking forward to it. For some reason, maybe this is neutral positive, and maybe it's because I have the app. You're on the edge of your seat, right? You're like, what is she going to say? Starbucks. I don't know why. I feel exceedingly generous when it comes to Starbucks. Like, yes, I'll gladly get your coffee, but I let me get your Starbucks. Like, I want to. It's so weird. It doesn't make any sense. And maybe it's because I associate it with traveling, because I always get it at the airport. And a lot of times when I'm in suburbia, if I'm visiting family, that's just the coffee shop they have because it's just classic America. They just have shopping centers and strip malls, and where you find shopping centers, you find Starbucks. But I don't know why it's such a positive experience. It's like genuinely a positive experience for me to pay for Starbucks. I don't know why. I don't know why. And it's not like I'm even a major rewards member. I'm not paying for Starbucks that often, but I have a positive experience with it. Anyway, does anyone else feel that way? Has a weird psychological grip on me. And now that they have the cold coffee cups with that little sip lid, ooh, something about that. Like my brain craves that cup in addition to the coffee. The cold brew's not that bad. My Starbucks order is a cold brew with cold foam. Sometimes I'll do a flavored cold foam. I think the last one I tried was pistachio. I tried a matcha one before that. They have fun things. Yeah, interesting. Next, books. Oh, I love to buy a book. I've always said this. There are two different hobbies that people have: reading books and buying books. Two different experiences. And don't shame yourself. Some people don't like reading, but they love to buy books, and that's okay. It's fun to dream about reading. I used to be a snob about it. I don't care anymore. If that's what you like, if that's what makes you happy, that hobby couldn't be more harmless. Do your thing. Now, if you read the books, all the better, of course, because you're buying something and then it's giving you an activity to do right now. I was out of town over the weekend and we stopped at a bookstore and I got Bunny, which has been on my to-be read list for years. It's by Mona Awad, I think is her name. Allegedly, it's similar to The Secret History by Donna Tartt. Don't quote me on that. That's what I've heard. I said allegedly. And I loved that book. So maybe Bunny will be good. Dark Academia, Little Fever Dream. The writing is funny. But for me, it doesn't matter if it's $10, $20. I will gladly pay for a book. $25, hell. Let's do it, girls. I love paying for a book. Number five, this is one that just delights me. And I could see this being neutral or negative for other people, but this is something I've always dreamed of. I always wanted to be able to go into the grocery store and get whatever I wanted. And so to me, buying groceries is so much fun. I find such delight at the grocery store. The grocery store is the safe place. I love that I get to shop at Whole Foods and go around and say, okay, this arugula looks pretty good. Let's try it. I want some sumo oranges. Wait, I kind of try this new fancy yogurt. Let's see how this is. Wait, this creamer looks cool. What are these new tortilla chips? Ooh, let's go get some guac. This guac has mangoes in it. Yum. I love buying groceries. I was at Trader Joe's 2 days ago, had so much fun putting things in my cart and then getting to pay for them. It is so fun getting to pay for groceries. If you know, you know. If you're like me, the idea of having autonomy over the food that you get to have in your house. And also, I'm way more likely to splurge at the grocery store because to me, it's an incentive to not order food as delivery, which will go into number six. But groceries have recently, or at least for the last little while, been something that I really, really enjoy paying for. I like selecting the items that I get to eat for the week, or at least the first few days of the week. So, for example, at the grocery store, I got a bunch of sumo oranges and grapes, and I kept some of the oranges in the fruit bowl, some are sliced and frozen with the grapes. I really enjoy frozen orange slices and grapes right now. And then I have little cheese sandwich crackers, like little mini Ritz crackers, but the Trader Joe's brand, and pumpkin seeds. And then I already had these little chickpea snacks. And oh, I also got Brazil nuts, but I also had walnuts and almonds. So I've been making a little afternoon trail mix, a little homemade snack mix where I'll add walnuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, the mini cheese crackers. Trader Joe's has this French onion popcorn. It's delicious. I added some of that and I missed something. The pumpkin seeds? I forget. I already listed the things that I have. It's been so fun. I got chicken apple sausage, arugula, goat cheese, and I have been making arugula salad where I'll massage it with a little olive oil, balsamic, salt, pepper, goat cheese, call it a day. Cook up some of the sausage. I had that for breakfast with a bagel. Had the same thing since the bagel because I'm out for dinner. It was delicious. And then I got a bunch of shots. Call this placebo. But placebo works. That's the whole phenomenon. It's the placebo effect. If you believe it works, it will. And one of my placebos are wellness shots. They say that they've been processed so many times that you won't even get the benefits. That will not stop me from buying the Trader Joe's turmeric shots, ginger shots. I even got the cherry shot and I got the elderberry shot as well. And that's fun for me. That's something I like to pay for. I like looking on my receipt. I love looking at my grocery receipt when I get home and evaluating which cost the most, which was a good deal. I don't know why it's a fun activity for me. I love paying for groceries. I really enjoy it. Oh, and I got celery for peanut butter because I thought that was going to be my snack, but the snack mix has really taken over the last couple of days. Number six, going out to dinner. I love it. I don't like paying for delivery. I do it. It's convenient. I use DoorDash. I use Caviar. But that to me is a much more negative experience. I find decision fatigue. I'm easily overwhelmed when looking for what to order. And it's really because I'm not actually craving anything in particular. I'm just avoiding cooking. So now I like to save delivery for when I'm craving dumpling house and I know that I want to get soup dumplings, bao buns. I'm looking for something specific. You know, I want kimchi fried rice delivered to my house. That's what I think delivery should be for. We've gotten so lazy where instead of boiling pasta in a pot of water and adding some sauce and it costing, I don't know, less than $10, depending on what you're getting, maybe less than five, you'll pay $35 to have it delivered. It's just not worth it and it doesn't taste good. I'd rather eat it there. And I love going out to dinner. That's such a different experience for me. I love it as an outing, I love it as a social activity, and I love food. I actively enjoy either going to a restaurant that I love the food or getting to go to a new one and try. And I'm the type of person I want to get a couple appetizers. I want to get a drink. I want to get an entree. I want us to get sides. I want us to share it all. I want a bite of everything. I want to try what this restaurant has to offer. So I'm going for the experience and I love the experience. So I will gladly pay for the experience. It's a positive thing. I like to pay for dinners. Number seven. I have to be quiet because Spoon is on my bed and he might hear me, but he's asleep in a little ball. Because Spoon is the new puppy that I got. He's just a little baby. He's only 4 months old. And it's been such a beautiful experience. It's been such a growing experience and learning experience having a puppy to take care of. You just get to know them. You know what I mean? It's a whole new being. Oh, and he just picked up his head and tucked it. He's just in a little ball right now. But with puppies and pets come expenses. You know, you have to purchase maybe a crate or their food or poop bags, whatever it is. You know, depending on the pet, you know the expenses that come with it. I haven't minded having to pay for anything. I think also because he's so small, he's not very costly. He doesn't eat very much food. Treats aren't very expensive. You know, he only wears one sweater and has a harness. And then his crate was, I don't know, $30. He hasn't been very expensive. Even his vaccines, all of his vaccines were like $50, which I don't know why in my head thought they were going to be $500 or something. Wait, sorry, I just got an email of a really cool offer. Okay, I'll share that after number eight. We'll make that number nine. But number seven is dog treats. For some reason, I love to get him a little treat. It's not for some reason, it's pretty obvious. But if I'm going to the dog store and I have to get dog food or carpet cleaner, Nature's Miracle, whatever it is, I love to pick out a fun little treat that I know he's gonna love. And it's just such a fun thing that I love that I get to pay for that. I love it. I'll get him every time. And now it's my random little purchase. So when I went to Target to get, I don't know what I was getting, something random. I don't even remember. What was I doing? I can picture the aisle that I was in. I was getting batteries. That's what I had to do. Saw a couple treats, was like, all right, cool. I know he'll love these. I know these will get used. I think that's maybe the theme of this is I love to pay for things that will get used. I'm going to the movies. The iron supplement is killing it. I have a weird choice of words. It's like making me live. It makes me thrive. But books get used, groceries get used, dinners get eaten. And then the last one on my list is car washes. I never really got a car wash growing up to memory. Like, I didn't have a car wash that I went to. Did I never wash my car when I was in high school? I have no idea. And then same thing when I had my car in New York. Don't memorably have a car wash that I went to. But I have a car wash that I go to in Los Angeles. And it's such a fun little chore for me. I really like it. I don't get one every week. I get one sort of as needed. I'm happy to do it. You know, there's chores I don't like. I hate putting a trash bag in the bin. Hate it. Does that take way less time than going to a car wash? Absolutely. But I would rather go to a car wash 5 times in a row than put a trash bag in the bin. It's just how it goes. It's something that, as I keep saying, it's something that I like to pay for. Which, what a treat it is to have money to get to buy things that you like. And that's a fun part of adulthood. When you're a child, you only have the money that either your parents are willing to spend on you or that you were given in birthday cards or for presents of some sort. When you are older and you have your own money to spend, it's so fun getting to choose what you spend that money on. As I said, there are some necessary or even negative things that we just have to pay for. If you get a parking ticket, unfortunately, you have to pay for it. If you're trying to buy a concert ticket and they insert hidden fees, unfortunately, you'll have to pay for it if you want that ticket. Gas for your car, internet for your home, gas, water, power. But I love thinking of things that I get to pay for. And I highly recommend you coming up with your own list. I want to take a little interruption because as I was recording this, I received an email from my friends at Training Mate. Training Mate is the gym that I go to in LA. They have several different locations and I think that they're in different states as well. So you should check to see. I want to say they have them in Texas. In Dallas, but I know in LA. So if you live in LA and you're interested, they just emailed me because I talk about them on socials all the time. And they're giving me a, it's specific to Glendale. Okay. I didn't fully read the email because as I said, I just got a little clip of it. If you want to go to the Glendale Training Meet, which is where I go, you can use the code LEXI25 for 25% off any of their class packs. So you get a 5-pack, 10-pack, 20-pack, whatever, 25% off. That's so nice of them. I love them. I love the staff there. I love the instructors there. I love the workout. My ass is so lifted. It's a HIIT workout. I've talked about it in other episodes, but if this is your first episode or you weren't paying attention, I am so happy to fill you in. I know that there is a trend towards low impact workouts right now. I love those too. I hadn't done a high impact workout in a while, and I'm seeing results really quickly from it. My ass is lifted, my arms are strong, and I'm in really good shape. I'm bouncy. I feel very bouncy. I feel very buoyant. I can't believe I just described myself as that, but I mean it with pure earnesty. I think I can run really fast right now. I feel really good. Yeah, Training Mate's so worth it. I love the Glendale location because I love the staff there and I love the workouts. It's broken up into different days of the week, so Monday is upper body, Tuesday is lower body, Wednesday is full body. Thursday is upper body, Friday is lower body, the weekend is full body. So I try to go to at least one upper body and one lower body a week. Anything more is awesome. And then my other workouts are going to Elysian Park with Spoon. God, I love that little boy. I love him so much. Anything else that I like to pay for? See, I'm looking at my subscriptions. Spotify, I love to pay for Spotify. That should make the list. It's $12 a month. I have paid for it for so many years I could not keep track. I don't care. It is so worth it. I use Spotify every single day. $12 is the price of a macadamia nut milk matcha iced latte. So I will gladly do that. If you're curious of other subscriptions I have a $10 iCloud storage subscription that I need to look into. That was one of the ones I figured maybe I could cancel. I just need to figure out if I actually need all that iCloud storage. Same thing, the New York Times. I swore I was on a promotion where it was $4 a month. Nope, I am spending $12 a month on the New York Times. Canva, I do $120 annually, so $10 a month. I find that totally worth it. That's something that I feel very neutral about. Artlist, that's where I pay for copyright-free music. Same thing, same price as Canva. Feel totally neutral about that. Audible, I feel pretty neutral. Nutrible. Did I just combine Nutrible and Audible? I just recently subscribed to Notion. We'll see if it's worth the premium version. I loved the free version. That's where I keep all of my accounting on. I find it to be really helpful. So we'll see if the premium is worth it. One of my more expensive subscriptions is To Be Magnetic, and that's sort of a neuro reprogramming, sort of EMDR manifestation course app. I did not describe that well, but they have these deep imaginings that are sort of like, I don't have the energy to describe it right now, but I do like it. And when I have more energy, I could describe it if anyone cares. So what are the things that you like to pay for? Maybe I'll do a little question on my Instagram story, or you could DM me. I'd love to include them and read them in the next episode, because this is a funny topic that I really never considered before. So I'd love to hear what those things are for you. And I will get into your questions now, because every single week I ask for questions on Instagram, and my Instagram handle is the same name as this podcast. So let's get into them. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Here's a fact that may not surprise you. 66% of men are investing in the stock market compared to only 48% of women. Multiple studies have shown that women are actually better investors than men. Why? Because men are overconfident and women actually do their research. The quote-unquote investing gap means less women have the chance to build wealth now and can have huge repercussions down the road when it comes time for them to retire. The good news is that Acorns makes it easy for everyone to start investing. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with spare money that you have right now. You also don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. I believe that financial freedom is the only freedom. So sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Lexi or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid on client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advertiser. View important disclosures at acorn.com/Lexi. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. I always make a financial goal for the new year, whether it's I want to have 6 months to a year of living expenses and savings. What a great goal to have. Or I want to invest 10% of my paycheck every time I get paid. And if you've never invested before, I would try Acorns. Acorns makes it so easy to build an automatic routine. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits into you and your money goals. You also do not need to be rich. That is the biggest lie around investing, that you just have to have all this extra money lying around that you can invest. No, you can start with $5 or even less. You don't need a ton of time either. I know it can seem incredibly intimidating. I'm a 25-year-old teenage girl. I don't know how to start an investment portfolio. You can create an account on Acorns and start investing in 5 minutes. You'll be so proud of yourself. I think financial freedom in this day and age is the only freedom, and I want all of you to have it. Head to acorns.com/Lexi or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. Your daily routine could be full of hormone disruptors that you don't even know. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, they're all messing with our hormones. And then on top of it, there's the natural hormonal change that our bodies go through. Premenopause, menopause, our monthly cycle. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we don't also suffer through it. The good news is there are people that care, and we don't need to suffer through it anymore, because we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Symptoms like PMS, irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings. Menopause symptoms like hot flashes or night sweats, racing thoughts, low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's HappyMammoth.com. And use the code Lexi for 15% off today. I'll answer this question because it's right in line with something I've already discussed in this episode. Carrot legs, LOL. That's the whole username, carrot legs, LOL. Love that. How many lifeblood do you take per day? What benefits have you seen? Lifeblood is the supplement that I take. It's the iron supplement. I take 3 to 4 a day. And the benefits I feel is that I'm no longer low in iron, so I have energy. And I think it's helped with my darks. I still have dark circles. I'm not gonna even bullshit about that, but kind of. I don't know. I'm looking in the mirror right now and my circles are definitely dark. Also, I need to lower the alcohol now that I'm looking. My jaw gets so snatched if I don't drink alcohol, but I've been drinking a lot of beer lately. I'm going off track. I take 3 to 4 a day. Sorry, I'm loving a Modelo right now. It's like my 5 o'clock craving that I want a Modelo with lime and it hits, but it's making me a little puffy. But less liquor, more beer. This is a question that I'm going to answer sincerely, whether or not it was asked sarcastically. Mady Armstrong asked, "How do I breathe?" This piece of information that I'm going to provide you with is one of the greatest, most helpful pieces of information I've ever learned in my entire life. Up until I learned this, I thought when someone says you breathe in, you almost breathe up. Like you're breathing air up from your nose towards your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like you're breathing up, and then when you're breathing out, you're breathing down, is how I interpreted it. No, if you were to take a toothpick and stick it in your nose, you would not stick it up, you would stick it in. It would go horizontally into your nose, not vertically. Your nose canal does not follow the shape of your nose, it goes into your face. So, when you breathe in, you're breathing back. And when you're breathing out, you're breathing forward. So, breathe in, out, breathe back, breathe forward, breathe back, breathe forward. Fascinating. Changed my life. Raf asked, how to get over financial anxiety, even though I'm literally 20. Okay, one, you already said it yourself, you're literally 20. Money comes, money goes. That being said, there's no need to spend money like it's burning a hole in your pocket. I had a conversation with two friends. We were all discussing what our relationship to money is, which I find fascinating. I love discussing money. It's a taboo in many places, but here in my space, it's not. I love to talk about it and I love to learn about it. And I love the psychology around it because it's so prevalent in our lives. And it was really interesting to get to hear how people feel about it. Because some people truly feel that money is fleeting, so spend it while you have it. And other people feel money is fleeting, so save it while you have it. Neither is right or wrong. It's just fascinating. But I don't think you need to have any anxiety around it as long as you're spending within your means. And luckily, when you're 20, I'm sure most of your friends are also broke, so they're probably down to do very cheap things like split the cheapest dumplings that you can find, or sit in a park all Sunday reading a book, painting your nails, spending $0. So I would make sure you're not spending outside your means. If you want to upgrade your lifestyle, great, just get a second job, you know? If you want to spend more, find a way to earn more. I always find that to be more helpful than find a way to save more. Yes, saving is good, and I'm a huge proponent for saving. But if you're looking to spend more, I think you should first learn how to make more. But truthfully, I know this is going to be useless to say, don't stress yourself out, but you're probably doing fine and you're going to grow up. And all of my friends were so happy with getting to make more money as we get older. It feels good. It feels so good. I can't wait for my 30s, truthfully. So spend your 20s being broke and don't be worried about it because everybody is. But if you don't want to be broke, find a way to make more money or just live within your means. Mariah asked, if money wasn't an issue, where in the world would you live? I would keep this apartment right now. And then if Tyra were to move out, I would still just keep it. I really like the location. And then I would get, I think I would get a second house. Or you know what I might do is I might actually get a second car and then keep it at my dad's house. I would say keep it in New York, but there's nowhere that I could just, I guess I could keep it in a lot or I could lend it to a friend. But I would care more about having a car on the East Coast because I have so many different friends in different places I could stay. That being said, That being said, I stayed with one of my best friends in Old Town Alexandria and I fell in love with it. Lola lived there. My grandma and grandpa lived there growing up and I always loved it. But then seeing it as an adult, realizing I still adore it, it made me think, okay, I'd love to get an apartment there. I'd love to get a house too, but I'm not ready for that now because I don't want to, maybe I'd rent a house, but I don't want to deal with home ownership. And I also don't want to live in a single family place alone. I would be much more keen if I had friends that were renting rooms for me, but I am interested in getting a little backyard for Spoon. But yeah, maybe if I had all the money in the world and it wasn't an issue, I would get myself a 2-bedroom with a little backyard. And then I would get myself a car for the East Coast. Yeah, that's what I would do. Francesca asked, how can I be a little more frugal? Well, I had never done this before and I'm 28 years old. And that's make a budget sheet. I truly didn't know how much I spent. The planner I got, I can link down below. It's really cute. It's quite sweet and girly. It's definitely one of the girliest planners I've ever had. Actually, no. I used to have a Lilly Pulitzer planner and that definitely takes the cake. But in this budget tracker, you write down your rent, your home or renter's insurance, your medical insurance, electricity and gas, water, sewage, trash, phone, cell phone bill, cable or internet bill, streaming services, dining out, groceries, bar payment. Does that say bar payment? Auto insurance, gas, entertainment, clothing, personal, home expenses, charity donations, credit cards, loans, travel. A lot of those things weren't relevant to me. So I just filled out my insurance, my gas, my trash, internet, my subscriptions, my rent. And then I added things like I have Clear. That's, I guess, another subscription or something that I pay for. I'm not a TSA PreCheck member, but I do have Clear. Same thing. I broke down some of my subscriptions because I kept making a list and I would total it up and then I would realize that I forgot one. So Audible has its own category and Notion has its own category. But all this to say is to be more frugal, you should start with seeing what you're already spending. I already think I spend You definitely don't need to have nearly all the things that I have. I definitely have too much, which what a fascinating time. I'm really going off on tangents right now. That's the third branch of a thought that I just had. The first step in being more frugal is to know what you're currently spending your money on. And you might not realize that some of those things aren't necessary to you. Like you might pay for Hulu and realize that you've only been watching YouTube videos and TikToks. So you could save that extra $30 a month. Or maybe you had Adobe that you were using for school, but you're not in school anymore, and nor are you having to use it, so you can cancel that subscription. The next step to being frugal is taking public transportation over an Uber or a Lyft, or driving instead of taking Uber or a Lyft. Having a pre-drink or two before you go out so that you're spending less money out at the bars. Same thing if you and your friends eat before you go out and then you just share a little appetizer and some drinks, or you just share drinks. Or vice versa, going out for happy hour drinks and then having dinner at home. There's a ton of little swaps like that that you can do to be more frugal. Lena asked if I've ever done the Enneagram test and what am I? No, I've never done it. But I have taken, that's not Myers-Briggs, right? The Enneagram is the number. I've done the Myers-Briggs and I'm the commander, if that helps. I don't know if that would tell you what my number is, but I'm an ENTJ. Hannah B30 asked, what would your alternate career choice be? If I did it all over again, something outside, something where I just don't need to be inside ever. I would love that. I'd be the happiest camper ever. Or something in science, and that could be working in a lab or being an astronaut, which sounds crazy. I don't know. I don't know. It's 9 p.m. and probably not my best ideas are coming out, even though this is one of my favorite times to chat. Wait, this is really, really, really nice because I always get questions on what other podcasts do you listen to? And I really don't listen to podcasts, which is funny to be a podcast host. But the birth of this podcast, for those that don't know, is I was in COVID and I was alone in my apartment in New York City. I live in Los Angeles now, but I lived in New York at the time and I had one roommate. And he was with his parents in his hometown and I was alone. And New York was intense about COVID, okay? We were not in middle America We were in a blue state in a blue city. Okay. Where's your vax card? You can't come in unless you have your vax card. 7 o'clock clap. Oh, you're walking on the side of the street. My pharmacist didn't want me walking into the pharmacy. So he stuck his hand out with a brown paper bag with my prescriptions in it and said, you can pay me later. I was bored. I was so bored. I was hanging out with Emily and Drew on house party, and I was cooking dinner over FaceTime with Tyra, and I was bored out of my mind. So I started vlogging, and I've always been a vlogger on YouTube on and off for the last 14 years. Did week one alone in New York City, week two alone in New York City, week three alone in New York City, all the way up until however many weeks it took me to rent a car and get down to Virginia to see my parents once it was safe and once I was properly quarantined because my mom was immunocompromised. It was a lot of talking and it was a lot of filming. And I got so chatty that the comments started to be, why don't you start a podcast? You should start a podcast. And I was actually very resistant to start a podcast because in 2019 and 2020, it felt like the same joke that it is now. Like everyone and their mother has a podcast. Everyone and their best friend has a podcast. Everyone wants to have a fucking podcast. Oh, you're a podcast host? Amazing. But I was chatty and I figured, what the hell? Like, if this is just an extended version of my YouTube channel, so be it. So I kind of made this without really listening to any podcasts. I listened to Katie Bilotti's. She had a solo diary style podcast. Now it's more of a history podcast, but she was sort of my reference point. I thought, I can kind of follow this format. I like that. So I did it. And now we're here. 5 years later. No, we just had a 4-year anniversary, but it's 2025. So it looks like 5 years, but it's not. And this is all to say thank you to Caroline, who submitted not a question, but I live for your podcast. I feel like there's no other podcast like yours. So that's really sweet. It's really sweet. And I love that. And I love you guys. Claire Mahoney 1 asked, what's your wildest dream? I have a few. I've made zero moves towards these, but these are dreams that I dream of. Eloquently said. I want to write a book. I would love to have the lengthiest, most prestigious form of formal education and have a PhD. I would love that. Will that happen in this lifetime? I don't know. One of my other wildest dreams, I want to go to space. Someone asked, what would I do if I had another career? I'd be a fucking astronaut, even though I get motion sick, so I probably wouldn't. But in my head, it frustrates me to no end that there is a huge possibility that I will not go to space in this lifetime. I want to get married, I think. And I think I want to be a mom. I don't know. Having a puppy gave me major birth control, for sure. It changes your perspective and you're preoccupied, which prior to this, I was never preoccupied. I was incredibly present. And I always gave myself a pat on the back for being so present. It was something that I sort of worked towards, but also it was natural. When you have a living being that you're responsible for, it inevitably preoccupies you. And this is a dog. You know, yes, our dogs are like our babies, but it's not a baby. A dog is not a baby. And I know that. So if this is what having a dog is like, I cannot imagine what having a baby is like. Just for your mental focus. You just want to make sure that they are alive. I don't know which is easier to keep a dog or a baby alive, but the point is that it's distracting and preoccupying. I always wanted to own a pet, so I can say that's one of my mild, but these aren't wild dreams. Going to space is a wild dream. Having a PhD is less wild than going to space, but I also would love to travel the world with my family. I want a sexy fucking partner. I'm thinking man right now. I was talking about my sexuality, I think, on the Patreon, where there was definitely a minute there where I was like, I want to date girls. I like girls. Still like girls. Still would date girls. I'm just more interested in men right now. So I want a sexy fucking man to go travel the world with. And then we have babies. And then we, what, live at sea for a year and then we go live at a ski lodge for a year and then we go live in a foreign country for a year and then we have this awesome house that has a big pool and, you know, maybe we live on a river and there's jet skis or fuck, I don't know, maybe our pool has a diving board and we pay for the insurance no matter what it costs. And we have a California or at least a king size bed, if not a California king bed. And the kids just have so much fun. We have the best family dynamic ever, and we all just hang out like homies. And our family dynamic has such a good flow. Like, we all get along so well and respect each other regardless of the age. Me and my man were so into each other, and our kids are just so madly, not like in love with us, but like they love us so much, and they know that we will take care of them through thick and thin, and we always have their back, and they think we're so fun and so cool, and we think they're so fun and so cool and so smart and so capable. That's my wildest dream. And on that note, let's call it, because what a fun note to end things on. I have to figure out what I'm going to talk about in the Patreon. I guess I could give a little dating update. I have a funny dating update. This is what's been taking up the Patreon. If you're not familiar, the Patreon gets extended and ad-free episodes. So if you're interested in that, I will have it in the show notes, as well as links to the Iron Pill, AMC Stubs. And did I talk about anything else that I would have to link? Oh, I'll do the code for the Glendale Training Mate. I'm going to say that out loud so that I can add it. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Look forward to y'all tuning in next week. But until then, XOXO, Lexi.